The Solway Plain, nestled between England's Lake District National Park and waters that lead to the Irish Sea, was the first choice to store radioactive waste left over from decades of nuclear energy generation. That is, until Jeff Bettsworth and several other residents got wind of the plan and leaked the details to the local media.
Allerdale Council, which is our borough council here, and Copeland Council, which is further down the coast, had put themselves forward without any knowledge of the inhabitants here. It seemed to us to be very underhand. And of course, that is really what fired people up to do something about it.
A new source of power was urgently needed. And to meet the challenge, British science and technology turned to the fundamental power of the universe itself, atomic energy.
Nearby is Sellafield, which in the 1950s became home to the world's first industrial-scale nuclear power station. Now decommissioned, around 80% of Britain's nuclear waste is stored there above ground.
An effort of imagination is required to think of these neatly packaged cartridges of uranium as fuel.
Despite promises of jobs and an economic boost from the construction of the new facility, the regional council blocked the move after receiving contradictory expert advice about the suitability of the local geology.
If they would convince me that the geology underneath me was safe, it was the very best geology they could find, I'd be quite happy to have it underneath me. And I did say that back then. But I don't think they'd be happy with it if they realised the geology wasn't very good. And because of the mountains and the fast flow of water, it isn't very good geology. It's very faulted, and it's likely to prove a problem in the future.
Now the British government is trying again. This time it's offering local areas millions of pounds in cash to consider housing the underground nuclear waste site. Proponents say there is an international consensus that geological storage facilities are the best way to hide radioactive waste. Finland has already begun building its underground facilities, while France too thinks subterranean sites are the only way to allow the waste to break down undisturbed over hundreds of thousands of years. Neil Hyatt, a professor of nuclear materials chemistry at the University of Sheffield, says the British facility will be built using a multi-barrier concept.
So if you imagine a Russian doll where one small doll fits inside a larger one, fits inside a larger one, and so on, this is the way that we seek to contain the radioactive waste. We'll produce a waste package, which might, for example, turn the radioactive waste into glass, and that will be contained within a stainless steel container. Several containers will then fit inside a large corrosion-resistant overpack, and this will be placed in a deposition hole, about 500 metres below the Earth's surface at least, and then that hole will be backfilled with clay or a type of cement.
Hyatt says if any one of the barriers fail earlier than expected, the other safety measures will make up for the weak link. Although most nuclear power stations and reprocessing facilities are built miles from large population centres, in the case of Britain, perhaps the most suitable geological location will never be seriously considered, Bettsworth says.
One of the areas is actually, would you believe, I think it's under the Home Counties. I think it's under sort of like London across to Oxford. I can really see them doing it there.
As authorities in other areas of England and Wales consider the government's cash offer, Bettsworth has a ready-made song for any local groups seeking to block the plans for a second time.
You can call it by a fancy sounding user-friendly name, always done it in the past to calm the fears. But the stuff they plan to bury underneath the solar plane was to be lethal for 100,000 years.
Nick Martin, RFI, London.